Tracy, thank you so much for coming and joining me today to tell us about a topic that's very, very close to your heart, and that's Wolfram syndrome. So can you tell us a little bit about what this syndrome is? I know it's incredibly complex and difficult to explain.
It is.
If you can.
So Wolfram syndrome, also known as DIDMOD, is an ultra-rare genetic neurodegenerative condition. It affects one in 770,000 people in the UK, so it is incredibly rare, and many doctors will never ever come across a patient with the condition. It has four main features: diabetes insipidus, which is basically water diabetes affecting the bladder and the kidneys; diabetes mellitus, which is type 1 insulin-dependent diabetes; optic atrophy, which affects the optic nerve, resulting in death of the optic nerve and can lead to complete blindness; and deafness. So they're the four main features, but every person is affected differently. Even identical twins, we have two sets of identical twins, even they're not affected exactly the same. So everyone can have at least one, maybe two features. They can go on to have three or four. It can also lead to other conditions, loss of gag reflex, so it can result in continuous choking and respiratory issues, anxiety, depression. It can sometimes cause aggression because, as I say, it's neurodegenerative. It can also make people be on the autistic spectrum, so it affects how they can relate with people. It's basically the body attacking itself. It's a little bit like motor neuron is probably the easiest way to describe it.
Wow. And now this topic is very close to your heart for a very beautiful reason, sat right next to you, and that's your daughter, Jennifer.
Yes. Jennifer was diagnosed with Wolfram syndrome in March 2010. We had 3 years of investigations to actually get her diagnosis. It's that difficult because it's that rare. Quite often people will present with type 1 diabetes first, and then go on to develop the optic atrophy, the vision loss, and it can have colour blindness as well. And generally they'll say the vision loss is down to the diabetes, but it's not. These are parts of the condition. So we are trying to get people, or doctors especially, to recognise that if someone has diabetes and vision loss, to look at what else it could be. Don't just take it that it is down to the diabetes. We would like people to get diagnosed quicker if we can. 3 years is quick. Some people have taken 20 years to get their diagnosis.
Wow. Because you've been so heavily involved in campaigning for Wolfram syndrome, there's a worldwide community now, isn't there?
There is. We have support groups, charities in about 8 countries now. There's 12 different organisations, 3 in America. Obviously, they're a lot bigger. So they have about 1,500 people that they know of diagnosed with a condition. In the UK, we've got about 80 people. So again, that shows how rare the condition is, or how undiagnosed the condition is. So we have got a global community now. We have a global Facebook page for just community members, just WS affected members. WS UK, Wolfram Syndrome UK, who I am co-founder of with my husband. We started the charity 11 years ago when Jennifer was diagnosed. We are now collaborating, and we have done for the last few years, with these other organisations just to get a voice and be heard.
Your next big campaign is focused all around the 1st of October, isn't it?
It is. The 1st of October is a significant date for the Wolfram community. A doctor out in Washington University Hospital in St. Louis, unfortunately no longer with us, he was able to identify the Wolfram gene. He had a paper which he published on the 1st of October 1998. And before then, the first person diagnosed was in the 1930s. But obviously, gene investigations and things have come on so much, especially in the last 20 years, 30 years. So I came up with this crazy idea. It's been rattling around in my brain for the last few years. Contacted one of my colleagues out in America and said, I've had an idea for an awareness day. What do you think? She thought it was brilliant, like Americans do. You know, they're all for anything.
Very enthusiastic.
They are. They're very enthusiastic. And I'm leading 7 other organisations in creating our first ever Wolfram Syndrome Awareness Day, which will happen on the 1st of October. And we're going to contact global organisations in ophthalmology, endocrinology and diabetes, because they're the key areas in diagnosing a person with Wolfram syndrome. So they're the first ones that we are targeting this year. So we're going to send information out to like Global Diabetes, the World Society of Endocrinologists, as well as in each country, the big organisations, and ask them if they would kindly disseminate the information we will provide to all of their members. And hopefully we can raise awareness amongst the medical professionals and researchers. And then it's sort of raising awareness amongst the public, which is why, obviously, I'm here.
Chatting to us today.
Chatting to you.
So if there is anyone listening and they would like to get involved somehow and help you raise awareness, how are you looking for people to get involved?
We have a Facebook fundraiser page on the Wolfram Syndrome UK brackets DIDMODE is how you can find us. So that will raise funds specifically for our charity on Facebook, or they can go to our website, wolframsyndrome.co.uk, and we have a page on there for donations, or even if people wanted to do a fundraiser for us. You know, that is really good. That's what we want. It's sort of piquing that interest to get people to look and then try and go a bit further. You never know, someone, if they look or hear an interview and hear what the symptoms are or read them, they go, I know someone that has something like that, but they haven't been diagnosed with this condition, and it might prompt them to go and get a diagnosis sorted.
Well, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us about it. And once again, if people do want to find out more, what was that website?
It's Wolfram Syndrome, so it's WOLFRAM syndrome.co.uk.